Well, we heard Mike Causey say that they're expecting 2 inches of snow where he lives. We're not. Pat Pagano, he may get the snow, but it was 4 degrees at my house this morning, actually 3.7, and it's still only 4 degrees here in Sharon.
In fact, you know, Marshall, it's so cold this morning.
How cold is it, Pat?
That people are actually wanting to get a fever.
That's right.
Thank you.
So anyway,
yes, what Mike was alluding to is a low that is going to form along the Mid-Atlantic coast. We've been playing along with this all week. You know, originally we thought we would get some snow out of it, and we probably will get some snow showers toward evening. The accumulating snow will stay south of us from about the shoreline of Connecticut down to Long Island and New Jersey. I think Long Island could get 1 to 3. I think central southern New Jersey could get 4 or 5 inches of snow out of it. And it's going to be a quick mover again. So we get some snow showers late this afternoon after 3 or 4 o'clock. And they certainly are moving out of here before midnight. And then partly cloudy. 15 to 20 overnight, not as cold. Some sun, mid-30s Saturday. Sunny to partly cloudy, 35 to 40 Sunday. Cloudy and mild on Monday in the low 40s. Now, after that, looks like we will get a little bit of rain on Tuesday because it is Christmas week leading up to Christmas. So everybody is going to be focusing in on that and what's going to be happening. We have been looking at the GFS model all week. Now, let's go back. And Marshall, you have a good memory too, so we'll talk about it. I think back on Monday, the GFS model was forecasting a snow for all of New England on Christmas Day. Am I correct?
You are correct.
Okay. Then I think what happened Tuesday and a Wednesday, it started changing and they said, well, now it's going to rain. It's going to be mild. And the same was the case yesterday. Well, now today, I'm looking at the GFS map for Christmas Day. And they have snow from central New England to the coast of New England. Northern New England is just cloudy. But what they're thinking is that there will also be some ice beginning to show up in this in New Jersey and down to Pennsylvania. And what happens Christmas night, a lot of people traveling, that area of snow pushes south. So it never moves north. And the last of it is over southernmost New England, Long Island, and New Jersey. So that's the gist right now. They're back to snow. And on the cold side of things, forget the mild, forget the rain.
But they're back to snow, but not for us.
Right. Well, yeah, we have snow.
We do?
Central New England on Christmas Day, central New England south, and the snow moves south during the day.
Okay, so basically, it gets cold. It gets colder in the south, and their rain and turns to snow.
Right, pretty much what they're thinking along the lines, and I still have a problem with this, but anyhow, Sunday morning, we have ice, snow just to our north, rain just to our south across New York City and Long Island. This is Sunday morning next week, folks. Christmas Eve. Then by Sunday afternoon, the model says that the ice will still be over the region, mixing with rain for us, snow north, rain south across Long Island. Now we go into Christmas Eve. It's rain for us and Long Island, snow north. Okay, let's go into the wee hours of Christmas morning. The rain begins to mix with sleet. When we get to Christmas morning, the sleet changes to snow, and by late Christmas Day, the snow ends. Now, if you want to buy that, you go right ahead. I don't buy it. Not even a cent.
It's too early.
Not at all.
It's too early.
It's too early. They do not know what to do. They're bringing the front north. They're bringing the front south. They don't know what to do. I'm just waiting for it. Look, I had a feeling back on Monday that something was going to perk on Friday, given the upper atmosphere that I saw.
Yeah.
And all the models said, no, 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 except one, the Canadian. The Canadian model, again, was saying New Jersey, New York, chance of snow. None of the other models were, including the euro. As of yesterday, the Canadian still was insisting. The euro, no. But then I started seeing the NAM model, the American NAM model, beginning to follow the Canadian. And I said, whenever that happens, the rest of them are going to follow suit. And sure enough, come into the Weather Center tonight, and here it is. Everybody follows suit, including the euro. So it's taught me a lesson the last couple of weeks with these storms. There's no model right now. There really is no model that you could 100% count on, including the euro. But I have gained more respect for the Canadian because the Canadian has gotten the last two snow events.
And what's the Canadian saying for Christmas?
It doesn't go that far.
It doesn't go that far.
I think the Canadian goes out. Let's see where the Canadian goes out to. It's a good question. I don't think it's out that far, though. But let's go to the end of the Canadian, which is valid for. It goes to Christmas Eve.
Okay.
Yeah, it does. It goes to Christmas Eve. So let's go over to Christmas Eve day. Sunny and cold. Christmas Eve night, clear and cold. And then the wee hours of Christmas morning, sunny and cold. The nearest precipitation to us on Christmas Day, according to the Canadian, or Christmas morning, North Carolina over to Arkansas south. That is a big difference from the American model.
So it's all their difference is in timing right now.
Right. And right now, that if you were to buy the Canadian, you have clear sailing for Christmas Eve and Christmas Day.
All right. Now, I know someone who's traveling from New York to Chicago by car. They're crazy going Christmas week.
Oh, goodness. They sure are. And also, took me 2 hours to put the tinsel on the tree on Wednesday.
Yep.
Took me about 5 minutes to take it off yesterday.
What happened?
I didn't like it.
Yeah.
I didn't like it. I just didn't like the way it looked. I found two small boxes of, glass icicles. You know the ornaments, the glass icicles?
Yeah.
So I took off the tinsel and replaced them with the glass icicles.
It was the gold tinsel you used, right?
No, silver.
Silver?
Yeah. So that's it. So all of that's done. Well, that's not. I'm in the Christmas present wrapping mode right now.
Yeah, I've got to get my envelopes ready. I got a lot of enveloping to do.
Oh my goodness, I can't believe that. That's it, Marshall. That's great. You know, you get all the gift cards, and that's the end of that. Now
right.
You can buy the gift cards anywhere.
It's gotten easier. That's right. I could buy them online if I wanted to and just have them. I don't even need the cards. Send them online. I haven't gone that far yet. I don't think I'll go that far.
Very, very interesting. Yes. What are you up to this weekend? Anything, Marshall?
We're going to be in Chatham, New York on Saturday. At Winterfest, and in between 11 and 3, we'll have our gift certificates there. We're going to be at the Crooked Piece of Junk Coffee Shop, which is right above the People's Pub, and we're going to have some fun from like 11 to 3.
That sounds great. I have the dinner party at my friend's house, which is 5 minutes away, Saturday night, and I don't know why I get this coughing fit every time I'm talking to you. And then on Sunday... my friend Bob and his family's coming up to see the house and me.
Well, that's good.
Bob worked for me years ago.
Yeah.
And he's the observer now at JFK Airport. And we stayed friends, and I watched his kids grow up. And I can't believe that one is going to become a junior in college and the other one will be going into college next year. So I remember them when they were little tots.
A little scary, isn't it?
Sure is.
All right. Take care of that cough.
I will, and I'll see you bright and early Monday.
Have a great weekend, Pat.
You too. Bye-bye, Marshall.
I'm Pat Pagano this morning in the weather.